Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to your Home Buying Compass. This is Jim Mitchell, and as we do each month, we're going to talk about the real estate market and learn a little bit more about some of the things happening currently. And we're going to focus today particularly on people who are selling their homes. As you've heard, if you've listened to past podcasts, as we talked to realtor David Schwabe, there's just so many things you can do to maximize the value of your home when you're selling, even when it is a highly competitive market like we find ourselves in today. And we'll find out a little bit about a particular service that's offered by Compass Real Estate a little bit today. But first of all, let me just take a moment to say welcome to David Schwabe. And David, it's been a busy summer for you. We've hit fall here, so I hope things are going well.
Sure have, Jim. It's great to be here again. And this is a subject that I think it's a best-kept secret in real estate. And I think we want to get this out there to let everyone know about what we have to offer today.
Well, good. It's a specific product offered by Compass. But tell us first a little bit about Compass. That in some markets, that's not a name that's widely known yet, but kind of take us back to teach us a little bit about the origins of the company.
Actually, it's got it's an amazing story. I'm going to try to briefly explain it, but Robert Repkin grew up a single mom, and she was in real estate and worked hard, and he saw how hard she worked and saw a lot of inefficiencies in it. So he had a dream to start a real estate firm and to be the largest in the country and really make it easier for realtors, make the life easier for realtors and put out there a better product for our sellers and buyers. So he started 11 years ago. Story goes, came into the Chicago market 5-6 years ago, but as last year became number one real estate firm across the country. It's an amazing story.
Met his goal. And I know when we first talked about it, you seem to refer to it as something of a technology company or technology-driven company. What did you mean by that?
So the idea was to make it easier for realtors to live their normal family life, right, which we all have, and at the same time make it easier for us through technology. So we have an amazing platform end-to-end, which allows us to reach our clients, do better marketing, show more homes, give a better product to our sellers and buyers. And we're the only end-to-end product, end-to-end platform, which basically means from lead gen or from a referral source all the way to closing at the very end. End-to-end, once they're on the platform, it's seamless all the way through. Digital signatures, search, closing, everything. It's an amazing product, marketing, et cetera.
Well, and while you promote it there as making things more convenient for the realtors and helping them do their jobs, it sounds to me like it might even make things better for the clients as well.
Well, so what happens is it makes sure that we have the proper marketing for all our clients. It gives us a better and more robust search engine for our buyers. We're not missing out on any opportunities, and we're certainly giving our sellers the best product possible. I think I've alluded to it before, but when I came, I had a certain marketing plan set up, and I had to make sure individually different products from my own firm. And when I joined Compass, all those products were already integrated into our platform. So it really made sure that anyone on my team is doing the proper thing and reaching out and getting the proper feedback, doing the proper marketing, making sure our homes that we're selling are on all the proper websites. It's an amazing product that really makes our life easier, but at the same time, makes us more consistent for our buyers and sellers.
So let's talk about the sellers today and get into one of the specific products that Compass offers. And again, you've mentioned it in the past, but I really want to dig into it today a little bit. It's the concierge service. Tell us a little bit about what that's like or what that's about at the high level here.
So when I first heard about Compass Concierge, I couldn't believe it. And honestly, it's funny, being in another firm, I had no idea it even existed. But really what it is, it simply is, and you know I'm big about staging and presenting a house properly and getting the highest net value for the home. And what Concierge allows us to do is, if someone has equity in their home, which most people do right now, it allows us to lend on an easy, broad scale. It allows us to lend 100% of the house up to $25,000 to do some fixes on the house. So literally with filling out a few forms online, a soft credit pull, I can get a seller up to $25,000 to do some basic changes to the house. So let's say they're buying a house and they went and put all their money as a down payment in the new house. They still need to do some painting, wallpaper removal, maybe some flooring and such, or staging, obviously. We can, with the click of a few buttons, and they can get this money up front. There's no, as currently, still there's no cost to the seller for the money, and no interest. So they basically take the money, use it to do the work, and then at closing, they pay it back out of their proceeds.
We have talked about different aspects of a home and what people, buyers in particular, are looking for. With some background now on Compass Concierge, is there a track record here? Can you say, yeah, this works, this does increase the value of the home?
Well, certainly. I mean, and we've, you know, Jim, we've talked for years now about staging a home and what it's done, you know, painting the walls, removing wallpaper. Let's say you put $5,000 or $10,000 in the house, you might sell for $30,000 or $40,000 more. But I currently have one person right now using it. It's a property that Dad had owned, and selling the house and need some, you know, money to do some fix-ups, and we're doing that as well. I have another client who is an estate property. It was referred to me, and that person, the family member was thinking about taking their own money to fix up the house, and we said, well, that's kind of, you know, that's not, it's not something you need to do. There's plenty of equity in a home. So instead of taking money out of your own 401k or your investment opportunities and things like that, keep it there, and then we'll get Compass Concierge the front $10,000 or $20,000, do the work in the house and get it sold. But yes, staging has always been beneficial. And as I've said many times before, we would never offer or recommend doing some work unless we're going to net obviously a substantial gain from it.
We're chatting, as we always do, with David Schwabe of the Schwabe Group. Today we're talking about Compass Concierge, just a tremendous program for home sellers looking to increase the net value of their home in a sale. And if you want to learn more about David, about Schwabe Group, about these products or the real estate market, visit schwabegroup.com, S-C-H-W-A-B-E group.com, and you can get plenty of information. Outstanding website there. David, as you mentioned, kind of a go online, couple of clicks, some signatures. This seems to come together quickly. Does the homeowner decide what changes they want to make? They kind of say, all right, this is where I want to invest my money, and they can do as they please with the options they have.
Yeah, ultimately the homeowner can decide to do whatever they wish, right? As a professional, we're going to make recommendations, bring a stager in and tell them what we think should be done and what we would recommend. But ultimately they can decide to do whatever they wish. And sometimes we run into a client who uses Concierge, and they already know what they want to have done or what needs to be done. So we'll confirm those things. But at the end of the day, it's their money and they can do what they wish. Obviously, we as professionals would love to give them some, you know, good advice on that.
Now, one of the things I think any homeowner knows today, you know, today's market in particular, the last couple of years, even if you want to do work on your home, kind of a challenge to find skilled professionals to do certain things. Tradesmen are very, very busy these days, and it's not always easy to track them down or track down the ones you feel you can work with comfortably. Do you provide some guidance there as well?
Well, absolutely. So they, again, can use whatever contractors they want. They are not, and there's other options out in the real estate world right now that they have to use a set, you know, contractor. In this case, they can use anyone they want. They they can actually just go buy the paint and paint it themselves. We have a list of qualified, wonderful contractors we work with in the industry. We certainly recommend those, and we feel that that's one of the services we bring to our clients, obviously, is a list of professionals that can help them get the job done. We like to be, you know, many times put at the top of the list because we do refer these agents or these contractors out. But again, they can use it wherever they wish, but we certainly do give them a list of opportunities of people that they can use for their area.
And just explain a little bit further then about your role in the process. How much do you advise? How much do you stay involved? You said they can kind of do things on their own if they want. What role do you like to take when someone's using a concierge service?
Jim, I do it the same way that I've done for years with the staging aspect of things. And we come in with professionals. We give our good advice. We give them ideas of what they want to be done. And then it's really up to them how much they want us to be involved. I have some sellers who will say, you know what, I want to handle this. I will take care of it because they're the go-get-it kind, and we just want to, you know, be in charge of that. And I have other people that will just literally hand over the keys and say, you know what, get the work done. We're leaving the state or we're leaving the area. Here's the keys. Take care of it. You know, keep us involved. We'll and along in the process. In that case, we can get the work done and facilitate it for them. Again, to make it clear, we are not contractors, but we will facilitate, you know, get bids and show them what the options are and let them make decisions through us and get those people in to get the work done. So it's as easy as they can do everything themselves with our guidance, or we can just handle it for them depending on their circumstances.
And are there certain aspects of a home that you would always recommend be the first thing that someone do? Are there areas that are always going to provide a really strong return on an investment?
Yeah, so this gets back into the staging aspect of things. So certainly we know that curb appeal is so very important. So sometimes we want them to do some, you know, clean up in the landscaping department and make it look nice on the outside. We've talked for years, painting, you know, wallpaper removal is really important. Flooring choices, and then staging. If a house is empty, we still believe that staging a home really nets them the most. We're in a market right now that's very, very interesting. It's starting to shift. Prices are not coming down. However, we are seeing a divergence between houses that are updated and ones that are not. So we are seeing, I think in the next 6 months, we're definitely going to need some staging for many of the homes. And we're starting to see that today, as a matter of fact. The houses that are not updated, maybe there's wallpaper and those sorts of things that aren't as appealing in pictures, they need this work done. And we will give guidance to these sellers. And this is why it's a good idea to you know, if you're going to sell your house in the spring, call me now and let's sit down and talk about what needs to be done ahead of time.
Yeah, that's a good point because some of this work might take a little bit of time. So any restrictions from your point of view, from Compass, in terms of the duration from when you sign the papers to how fast they have to get done and close?
So I think technically the agreement is that they have to return the money back to Compass within 12 months or obviously at closing, whichever comes first. A house that's priced properly and staged, I'm really too worried about it getting done in the time frame. So.
Yeah, with the market we're seeing. That's great. All right, Dave, we've run out of time. We always do. We don't get to everything we'd like to talk about. People want to talk to you about the local market, want to talk about Compass Concierge. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Sure. My number is best way, call, text 847-636-6747, 847-636-6747. It's david@schwabegroup.com, david@schwabegroup.com as an email. I would be happy to help you out any way you can, or I'll refer you a good agent that can use Compass Concierge in another state. You can do that as well.
Great. Well, David, as always, thanks for the time today. Great information. Always pleased to learn about new products, services, and things happening in the real estate industry. And that's what we talk about here on Your Home Buying Compass. So thanks to David Schwabe. Thanks to everyone for listening. And look forward to talking to you again next month with a new episode. Thanks, everyone.